following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
This is your host, Mark Torres, speaking in our special snow edition. And we're still trying to settle up, so we had trouble getting here. You better, you can hear us now then?
Yeah.
All right, so with me in the studio, I have Charlie Saladino, still trying to get ready, sitting next to me.
How's everybody doing out there?
I have Herman Snurcia, sitting next to him.
Thanks, I can hear myself.
Oh, really? And I have Sarah Burns, if I'm not mistaken.
What's that?
Sarah Burns, right?
Sarah Burns. Yeah. Sarah Louisa Burns.
Sarah Louisa Burns. Yeah. I didn't get that in my paperwork. sitting in across from us. She is going to be our representative for Rob Longo and the Vixens until they get there. Once again, we're having crazy weather, so we're having another snow edition of It Came From The Radio.
Rob will be here shortly. He's up north.
Well, actually, by the way it's out here, we're north right now.
Yeah, definitely.
It's fighting the abominable snowman.
He's taking the scenic route today.
Yes, yeah. And going over the mountains and stuff.
Yeah.
So if anybody's having any trouble listening to us on the air, you can go online to www.am12wgbb.com. Listen to us on a live audio streaming, also on the GBB website. You know we can hear you perfectly well right there.
Yeah.
Also on the GBB website, you can see us on the webcam of us getting together on a 10-second interval, which is right over there. And the phone number here is area code 61-888-8811. All right, so let me just take it away with the news. All right, let's see.
Good evening.
All right, the original cast of American Pie will reunite once again for the fourth movie, which will be called American Reunion. It'll be released in theaters, but it is the eighth movie in the franchise. Jason Biggs, John William Scott, Eugene Levy are already signed, with Thomas Ian Nicholas, Tara Reid, Chris Klein, Mina Suvari, and Jennifer Coolidge in negotiations. The studio is also hoping to snag Allison Hannigan, but no word on her involvement as of yet.
I love that movie. I love those movies.
You love
the American Pie movies. And it seems that this is the only franchise that I think the movies get funnier and funnier.
Is that including the ones that went direct to DVD? The other
No, four? No. We're just talking about the
original
no,
three.
No, those are nonsense. We're talking about the original three.
All right.
They just, from the first one's funniest.
You didn't think it was a ripoff of Porky's and
No, I don't. I do not.
And Bachelor Party, you know.
And Bachelor Party and everything else involved?
I would argue that the Pink Panther movies also got funnier as they went along.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, sir.
I think it was more of an homage, like a modern Porky's, if you will.
Yes. Not a ripoff. There you go.
That doesn't really justify an eighth movie. That being said, it doesn't really need to be made. But
yeah, well. I know, and I'm hoping that movie is not like crappy or anything like that, because it would just bring the other three down. Seriously, because when you think about it,
the need for the eighth movie is because it's the need for money.
The search for more money.
And really, there's always more apple pie jokes to be had.
Yeah. There's other pies to venture into, you know.
Exactly. Let's see another pie.
We have to be equal always.
Different kind of pies.
I'd like to see something in a chicken pot, thank you.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Speaking of movies coming back for one more round.
Mr. Segway.
Kevin Costner has closed a deal to join the cast of the new Superman movie being directed by Zack Snyder, who did 300, Sucker Punch, and Watchmen. His role will be Jonathan Kent. Diane Lane has already been cast as Martha Kent, his wife, which is obviously Superman's adoptive parents. And as mentioned on the show before, Henry Cavill is set to play Superman. So I guess they're gonna try and get some big names to help out the unknown Henry Cavill.
That Henry is a kooky guy. He is. He's a nut. I love him.
Do you really?
I do.
Do you
I was having lunch with him the other day. He flew away before the check came.
Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. See you next week, Wednesday.
I'll be here all week. Try to veal.
Yeah, remember to tip your waitress.
Don't push her. Tip her.
Also, in new casting news,
Mr. Segway,
the new cast of ABC's Charlie's Angels has made their debut last week as pictured. Yeah, new Charlie's Angels. As they emerged from their set in Miami, the three actresses in their main roles are Rachel Taylor, best known for her recent stint on Grey's Anatomy, Minka Kelly, best known for her role on Friday Night Lights and starring in the movie Roommate, and, oh boy, here we go, Anna Ilonzen, I-L-O-N-Z-E-N, who starred on General Hospital.
Okay.
Do we know these people?
I think, I had lunch with them, too. I think... Rob should do his own version.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they fight Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. I'm working on it. We're working on him for that.
Okay. Which of the angels would you be?
The brunette. I have no idea.
No, you fight Charlie's Angels. You girl fight Charlie.
Oh, which one would I fight then? Then the blonde, definitely.
All right. And more casting news.
Mr. Segwaymore, that's news.
Late Friday, it was last Friday, it was confirmed that Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who was in Inception, is going to be in the new Batman sequel, but no word on who he will play. Rumors are that he will be the Riddler, however. So they're trying to keep this in so much under wraps, but they actually got leaked that he was confirmed to be in the movie. That's the short guy who was a Corps commander in the G.I. Joe movie.
Yeah, he was a Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, Hassan, by the way, is with us on the phone.
There we go. Hassan, I guess you couldn't make it through the snowstorm?
I'm still en route. There's a dazzling accident in front of me right now.
Oh, yeah. So I know exactly where you are then.
Oh, man.
It'll get better. Stay to the right lane.
Yeah, just follow the lights, the police lights.
By the way, Charlie's Superman joke was fantastic. I almost crashed the car last night.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that, Hassan.
It blew away, huh? I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Didn't
especially with what he eats, you know?
What, the Philly cheesesteak?
All those Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah, the Philly cheesesteak, right?
He was way ahead of me. Right?
You pay for a Philly cheesesteak. It blew away.
At least he didn't stay to wash the dishes or something.
Yeah, no.
All righty. Moving along. Oh,
I have something.
From the New York Center, yeah.
I needed to tell you this. The New York Post has this wonderful little section. It's called Weird But True. And there's all these weird things in it. This was in it the other day. Scientists say they may be able to use the atom smasher called the Large Hadron Collider as a time machine. The
what?
Swiss collider might be able to send matter back in time, allowing messages to be sent to the past. Then the guy writes, which I thought was brilliant, if it's true, though, why aren't we already getting messages from the future confirming the theory?
Maybe we are. Maybe that's what's with all these American Pie movies.
Yeah. There you go.
Somebody's really trying to get the message through.
Maybe nobody from the future has anything to say to anybody in this particular setting.
But, yeah, or they're afraid of screwing up the timeline, or maybe you need special equipment to get it.
I'm sorry.
But if you remember, there was that time traveler that we reported on at the Charlie Chaplin DVD that was on the cell phone.
Oh my God! Maybe she was the messenger.
Yeah, that might be it.
Lottery ticket.
Yeah. Lottery ticket. Oh, okay. I see. All right. Do you have any other one?
No. I was just going to say that's scary because somebody goes back in time and screws up something. All of a sudden, we're sitting here and one of us disappears. I'm not liking that.
What are you looking at me for?
Yeah, it depends on which one.
Let's see. Rob,
I think we got our people here.
Yes, they're outside right now, so we're going to be setting them up. So I'm going to continue with my news. Let's see. Happy birthday, which would be March 22nd, yesterday, to William Shatner. It was his 80th birthday, and a special happy birthday, a 15-year-old birthday, to his hairpiece. Well, thank you for the tribble.
That's
wow.
A tribble. That's not a hairpiece. It's a tribble.
He's wearing a tribble on his head.
Wow, that's just not cool.
Oh, that was like high end comedy right there, but. Oh well. Also,
I don't want to see the low end then.
Also of note, March 22nd was marked the third year of International Talk Like William Shatner Day. So there you have it. Oh, well, no,
what about the other actress that got hurt in Spider-Man, the second actress?
Well, no, we did talk about the Spider-Man. I didn't know of any new
it
people
just
getting
happened.
Hurt.
It happened 2 days ago.
I don't. Well, who? Yeah. Do you know? Do you wanna? Do you guys know about?
I don't know what happened here. Oh. Something about one of the riggings. One of the riggings wasn't quite right or something, and yeah. So the main actress that was going to be playing there's three. Yeah. So the main one is now out, and it's now America as the main one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
another one bites the dust.
Just
on the
close
show.
The play. Close.
Right.
It.
How many more people? How many people are gonna have to get injured? They're waiting for someone to die, really, and then they'll make up all the money that they lost in producing it.
Well, we already reported that the show is pretty much went to a halt. They're going to redo the entire thing from the ground up. They're gonna, but it's still supposed to come out on June 15th. I think that's the official last gonna happen release day.
Good luck.
But if you
I
guys,
think Chris Brown hurt the actress when he went on a rant.
That's worse than my hairpiece joke. That's terrible. I did mention last week that the thespideyproject.com was the official opening of the official first Broadway play of Spider-Man went out. And if you go onto the website, www.thespideyproject.com, you can actually see the performance. And I saw it, and it was pretty good. There was original music. It was a zero-budget production, so you have to use your imagination. And I think that actually helped the production. And the only complaint I would have that if you're not a Spider-Man fan, you probably wouldn't have enjoyed it because they just kind of skip over a lot of stuff that, you know, if you're a Spider-Man fan, you already know all these things. You don't have to have any introductions. You just kind of hit all the important beats in a musical way. Very humorous, and it was well worth it. So all you guys out there, I suggest you go and check out the Spidey Project, which is www.thespideyproject.com. And finally, we have the last bit of sad news. Elizabeth Taylor died of congestive heart failure this morning at the age of 79. Most of you know her, or should know her. She is famous for roles in such films as National Velvet, Father of the Bride, Cat in a Hot Tin Roof, Cleopatra, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and Butterfly 8, for which she won an Oscar for. Some of her notable TV appearances were playing Pearl Slaghoop on The Flintstones, if anybody remembers that. And, of course, she did the first words of Maggie Simpson on The Simpsons. She played the baby, the first word. Does anybody in the audience know what was her first words?
It was Dada.
Yes, thank you very much. Very nice. So, she was interviewed. Her last interview was last month, and she was quoted as saying, "Sometimes I think we know too much about our idols, and that spoils the dream." So, Elizabeth Taylor. We want to finish my Elizabeth Taylor. our condolences go out to Elizabeth Taylor and her family. Yes, we're going to work on that in a few minutes, and we're going to take our break. We'll be right back.
Well, actually, I have one last little bit of news that I happened to stumble across on the internet. They've released what, they're redoing Wonder Woman for the fall preview. They've released what the costume's going to look like. Yes. It's basically going to be the same as the old one with the addition of a pair of electric blue spandex pants instead of the red trunks or miniskirt. But it's the same bustier top, same boots, same obviously the same wrist bracelets and all that. Yeah, they just added a pair of pants. I guess they decided it was more politically correct or something.
But that's kind of sad for us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll be right back with it. Came from the radio.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at mfc_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music.
Here we go, come with me, there's a world out there. we should see. Take my hand, close your eyes. With you right here, I'm a rocketeer. We don't need roads. Where we stop, nobody knows. To the stars, if you really want it. Got a jetpack with your name on it. Above the clouds in the atmosphere. Just say the words and we're out of here. Hold my hand if you're feeling scared. We're flying up, up out of here. Come with me. There's a world that we should see.
We shop the streets of Tokyo, get your black kicks. Girl, you're always on my mind, got my head up in the sky. And I'm never looking down, feeling priceless. Yeah, where we at, only few have known. Go to the next level, Super Mario. I hope this works out, cardio. Until then, let's stay fly, Geronimo.
Wow, that was hot. Now, back to our show.
And we're back with Kenyon from the radio. This is your host, Mark Torres, speaking. With me in the studio, I have Rob Longo and his Vixens. For you guys watching on the webcam, you can actually see them and be on the right-hand side, waving hi. We have Sarah Burns, which who was here, said earlier. We have Rob Longo sitting next to her. You can actually say hi, Rob.
Hello, everyone.
We have Ella. Or I lost the name. Oh no.
Ella's right.
No, Ella Jane.
Yes.
Say Ella Jane. Say hi.
Hello.
I have Tara. What's the last name?
Lee.
Tara Lee.
Hi. How you
and
doing?
I have UA. What's your last name?
She.
I have enough trouble pronouncing regular names. I'm just gonna let you go with that one. So let's just tell Rob how you've been. How you guys made it good? No problem getting here?
Oh, you want us to lie? Yeah, we had no trouble getting here. We just took the Rainbow Bridge right over and we got here. It was wonderful. Very easy.
So why don't you just start off telling everybody who the new people who are here? Because last time we had Caitlin and Sarah, right? So yes. Why don't you tell us who the new guys are and what they are involved in your production?
So taking the role of Bitter Pill now is Ella Jane, who just joins us for season 2. And then we have Tara Lee returning from season 1, reprising her role as Sweet Burn. And we have Yue, who is returning from season 1 as Bitter Pain.
Yay!
We like when they return.
Yeah.
And we love our new ones, too.
So, what brings you girls back? Well, how was the experience working and what made you decide to come back for season 2? Anyone?
We had a blast on season 1, for one thing. So.
And Rob made us.
Yeah.
He was like, if you don't come back, you don't get Starburst.
Yeah.
Is that how you pay him?
Yeah, the cast runs on Starburst and ice cream. Yeah,
Starburst and ice cream.
Starburst and ice cream.
I know. It's like every child molester's dream. Sorry, is that inappropriate?
I do drive a big white van that says free candy.
That's actually funny if you remember that someone in New York, someone was arrested for selling drugs out of their ice cream truck just recently.
Yeah.
But I wasn't convicted.
not convicted.
So you guys have been to all the conventions. You've done conventions before.
Yes.
All. So why don't you ladies tell us in order, when we'll start from right to left, how was it in the convention experience? UA?
It was nothing like I had ever experienced before. First of all, I think some of the people there may not have talked to a girl in maybe like years. So seeing one live in person was fabulous for them.
And now were you in costume?
We were in costume.
Oh, that's a dead.
And that
yeah,
was just,
that's another
yeah.
thing. They'll come up, they'll do the Ralph Cramden with you. Humana, humana, humana.
Yeah. This didn't happen to me, but some of the girls were paid to read poems that these guys had written or looked at artwork, just touched their finger, you know.
Finger, okay, nice.
Whatever it may be.
Tara, what about you? How about your experience?
I had a good experience. I was in costume as well, but I was stuck underneath the air conditioning vent. I remember that.
Was that on purpose?
Absolutely not.
So I remember it being chilly, but I had a really great time. Yeah, a lot of geeky guys, but I never realized how many fans we had until I went to the Comic-Con.
And what about you, Ella?
I thought it was quite amazing, actually. I liked it because I got to meet a New York Jedi. So, you know, you can't really beat that experience. No, it's awesome. The New York Comic Con is amazing, and all the stalls that are on there is so cool.
I just realized something.
What?
You're not from Brooklyn.
No, I'm from New Jersey. Can you not tell? No, I'm not. I'm not from Brooklyn.
Well, where are you from?
Is it a secret? My family is from England. I was born on the island of Barbados. Yes, not from Brooklyn, but I love Brooklyn, though.
So she's paid to say. Rob, what about your experience with conventions and dealing with the young ladies and the fans that come to see you?
The fans are wonderful. I mean, I get a kick every time, you know, I get to meet somebody who said they've watched it and they loved it, and a bigger kick when they buy a DVD. So it's wonderful, and it's a nice thing because, you know, I'm a big comic book fan myself, and that's where my roots are, so it's enjoyable to be on the other side of the table.
And what about you, Sarah? What's your best and worst convention story you have for us?
I don't know about best and worst, but I enjoy cons anyway, and I usually go as a rabid fangirl, so it was nice to be on the other side of the table, like Rob, essentially. I'm just stealing his words. But yeah, I wasn't anticipating as many creepy fan guys as I encountered. And some will actually just try to sneak your picture, like be all sly about it and just walk by. But the funny thing is that you're there to have your picture taken. Like, you're just, I found myself telling people, it's okay, you don't have to hide it. You know, that's why I'm here, but they don't know any better.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. They just go crazy. They go crazy. They it's like, you know... Hi, and especially the secret picture taken.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
I mean, we're right there in costume. It's obvious that we're there for pictures.
Yeah, everybody.
Can't
is,
bring
yeah,
to,
it's
like say, hey, can I get a picture? They can like walk by creepy.
I was at Comic-Con, right? And I'm walking by, you know, like everybody. Oh, I need a picture. You know, Brooklyn. I'm going. Oh, we need a picture. There's no way. I saw Princess Leia in the two outfits, not the same person, but two different outfits, and I'm like, oh. Come here, you know, like go over. But a lot of these guys are afraid there. But that's why you're there. Just
I don't know. The New York Jedi was very forward in asking about photo taking.
Maybe it was in the Jedi mind trick.
Really?
The whole
Jedi.
Thing.
Yeah.
You had the attitude.
When you have a lightsaber in your hand, it's more easier to be a little more forward.
Now, last time we were here, actually, Sarah said that she had her secret talent was going to be the Scream Queen, and she did a nice little scream for us. Yes, she did. Do you ladies also have any secret talents that you used towards production? Elle, you can go first. Besides your accent that you bring to the table, what else do you have?
Well, I don't know if I do, but in the series, I wear these boots that are... literally the highest boots you have ever seen in your life, and I'm pretty sure they could be used as a weapon. So I'm going to use that as my secret talent.
And Tara, what about you?
Well, I have firepower, didn't you see?
Oh, come on. Yeah,
that's real.
Is it really? So why didn't you use that against the snowstorm that's coming out for us?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That slipped my mind. Not any secret talents that have been used in episodes yet. I'm a singer-dancer as well, so maybe for season two.
A musical number? I think I could write that in.
You mentioned a musical number. So can you actually throw out a couple of lines for us since you're a singer?
Yeah.
Put you on the spot right now?
Sure. Let me sing. Sing part of Loverman. Sing, sing, sing from the bottom of my heart. My love was real from the start. Love, 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 as deep as I can, my lover man.
Whoa. Thank you very much.
Wow. And UA, what is your special talent that you have?
I can't follow that up. That's not fair.
You should see your shaking.
But I will kung fu chop her. Yeah.
I've seen that happen. Yes.
So that is not a stereotype to say that you can kung fu in martial arts and gymnastics.
You know, it's not a stereotype. I mean, it is a stereotype because I don't know how to do it, but it's nice to have that stereotype so people are afraid of me.
So, wait a minute. The ladies were just saying of how it's okay for them to not be afraid in the conventions to come to you, but you want them to be just a little tiny bit afraid of you?
Yeah. I like that intimidation factor. I like the guys who sneak pictures and then I stare them down.
Yeah.
I go, hey, what? Yeah.
They cry and go home.
I just want a bitch.
So, Rob, you did say you had some special news you wanted to announce.
Yeah, we have
us.
Some really wonderful news. Just this week, looks like we're signing a distribution deal for direct-to-video for season one and then upcoming season two also. So you'll be able to purchase your Vixen's wear on Best Buy, Barnes & Noble, FYE, and a whole slew of others, Amazon, Netflix, the whole nine yards.
So have you thought about doing like a local tour where you get the girls to dress up in outfits and go to all the Best Buys and stuff and have signed
If they want us to do that, we're happy to do that, I think.
Oh, really?
Right? Right?
We?
Ice cream, UA. Ice cream.
Okay.
All
right.
Body goods.
Always.
Yeah.
So, outfits. I asked Sarah last time about how they're comfortable, the outfits were, and she said they were surprisingly comfortable, if I'm not mistaken. So, what about you girls? What are the outfits that you guys wear? What was your reaction when you first saw the outfit? Besides, I know you have the killer heels, Ella, so what do you think of the outfit that you wore?
well, I definitely look badass, so that's pretty good. But, yeah, it's good, it's comfortable. The skirt is on the short side, but I don't think anyone really complains about that when they're watching superheroes and supervillains. No, I love my outfit. It's white and I just look like a crazy villain. It's brilliant.
And Tara, what about you?
Mine's pretty comfortable. I did have the killer heels as well on season one. And I think they're about 6 inches because I'm 5 foot tall, so I need to get up next to those girls, but they're pretty painful when it's cold out and whatnot. But I got to change over. I think it was the last episode. I got to change to sneakers. So, yes, rocking out.
And UA, your thoughts on the outfit?
I totally lucked out. Not only am I the most covered up because I have like a long sleeve kimono, I also wear flats. So I don't know how I lucked out, but I can like sleep in my outfit, and I do.
Well, you said you lucked out, but there was the beach episode, and then the truck stop episode where it was the gratuitous.
That's true.
Keeps going back to that beach episode. Dude.
That was the
good move.
It is a fan favorite.
You really know your Vixens.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right.
Run back.
Sarah, last time you were here, you surprised us all, which was kind of funny that towards the end of the episode, you were mentioning how you sold body parts.
Yeah.
So how is that going?
Yeah, let's go right with the body parts now.
Wait, what? Yeah, I saw body parts, yarn ones, like crocheted.
Oh, not real.
She doesn't harvest organs or anything.
I don't harvest organs. Wow. I'm not stealing from graveyards or anything. But yeah, I crochet organs, and I sell them online. I have a shop on Etsy. It's called An Optimistic Cynic. I also keep a blog, An Optimistic Cynic blog, at .blogspot.com. Yeah, I have pancreases, livers, hearts.
The last time, Sarah, what did you get the order for? Somebody called you and needed to use a sew a spleen or something, or what was?
I think I was just doing the pancreas then.
Pancreas.
I think that was there. I just finished an entire biliary system though, like a week ago, and that was a big order. A lot of organs in the biliary system. You learn so much doing this kind of thing though. Never knew about the biliary system before then.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if somebody ever gets an injury, you can go in there and go, give me my crochet needles, I can fix this.
Exactly. Right? If anyone needs an extra kidney, there you go.
There you go.
That's really cool.
So I'm guessing this information is not common knowledge, which is the first thing out of your mouth should be, hi, I sell body parts.
Hi, I sell body parts.
That's quite the icebreaker.
Yeah. It's a good conversation starter.
So let's see. Ella, how did you get the job? How did you get the part for the role?
I auditioned for the role, first in a Russian accent, and then in a British accent, and then I got the role, and now I'm in it.
Can you give us a Russian accent, say, welcome to, It Came From the Radio?
Welcome, It Came From the Radio.
Tara, how did you get the role?
Actually, this is my first acting gig, so I kind of lucked out because I was friends with Rob beforehand. So, but had to step up to the plate.
Does that mean you get paid less than everybody
else? Yeah, I get paid in jelly beans instead. But I've had a great time just acting as a sponge on set and just learning from all these girls who have done a lot of it beforehand. So, learned a lot.
And you, how did you get the role?
I auditioned as well, and I still remember that first day. I have the email still from Rob. We were all a little skeptical. We were like, what is this guy's purpose here? And he had the script written, in handwritten, on like note cards. I don't know if you've ever, like, make him write something. I doubt you'll know what he's writing. Like, please, yeah. Seriously, worse than a doctor. And so I couldn't even read it.
For those of you who are watching, he's actually writing something now, and it
says...
What does it say?
Wow,
he's writing. I love something. I actually
underline.
I actually cannot read this. Can you read what he said? She's trying to. I love something.
I love ice cream.
Ding ding ding.
Correct. I really could not read that.
Oh, that, see, I would have said I blew cecum.
Did you know?
That's what I see, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Like color blue. That's another show.
It's actually right.
So,
why do you not see that?
So what can we expect from season two, Rob?
Probably you're going to see it more be like the Empire Strikes Back of the trilogy, because I've always planned Vixens to be about three seasons. So you're going to see a little more darkness, a lot more violence, and some not so pleasant things happen to some of the characters.
And was that purposely, you know, like I'm gonna make sure each one of these characters go through some sort of problem so that we can have the resolution, or were you like, who do I feel like messing with today? Was that the train of thought in your mind?
I'm not gonna give details, but you know, some characters might not make it past the second season.
Oh my god.
No. One thing that's always annoyed me, you know, in the comic book world is that nobody stays dead. So I'm gonna correct that.
Oh, okay. Isn't Peter Parker's uncle? Isn't he still dead? He's the only one left.
Oh wow! Yeah,
everybody else has come back.
First issue, and he's dead, never to return.
Not a lucky guy.
Even Aunt May's back, right?
Yeah, or they brought back Bucky. They brought the two of them that
Captain America.
So, are you ladies also into comics and other things? Or are you just going for the acting gig with this? If you're able to go first.
I wasn't really into comics until I met Rob and we started doing Vixens, and for the Vixen's launch party. I still remember this. He was nice enough to take us out to dinner and gave us each like a little gift bag with like comic books and DVDs. So I really got hooked from that point on. So I owe it to Rob.
And now that you reminded everyone of that, now I owe the season 2 girls that awesome.
Thank you. Yes, you do.
Thanks, UA.
Thanks, UA.
And there was like $500 in there as well.
Whoa.
And soft with cashmere pillow, right? Tara, what about you? Are you a big comic book fan?
I'm not a big comic book fan, no, but I love doing this. I like the movie. I like the shows, Heroes, and all the ones that are based in the movies. I watch every comic movie, but as for reading, I haven't really done that yet. Rob gave me the Veronica book, I believe. He kind of geared them towards our personality when he gave us those.
Okay.
Yeah, he thought that. Well, but
and what about you, Sarah? Wait, no, go closer. Go closer, man. Herman wants to say something.
Rob, I got an idea. Listen. I had a lot of ideas for the show,
famous
too.
Questions.
Make these girls fight Vampirella. I'm only got facilities. Have a girl dress like Vampirella.
That's a terrible idea.
No, it ain't. It's a good idea.
Has there ever been a live-action Vampirella?
Yeah, but Showtime was bad.
Talisha Soto was the actress that was in it. She was also
the girls fight
combat.
Vampirella and her clan.
It's Vampirella?
Wow.
Yeah, there was a
Vampirella.
Vampirella's a superhero vampire girl.
Exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You don't want to
use your imagination and
look at Warren magazines and pick, you know. In the 70s.
Yeah, it was pretty big, and, you know, it was what it was. That's all I can say. It was
Carol,
what it was.
Carolyn Monroe was supposed to play. You know Carolyn Monroe?
They're all looking at you like they're A-heads right now.
She comes from the same country. Yeah.
You don't know Carolyn Monroe? She used to be a fantasy girl in the comics in the 70s, 80s, in movies. James Bond movies she was in. She was in Star Crash.
Don't just nod and smile. Don't just nod and smile.
Don't do that to me. A lot of girls did that to me at clubs, all right?
So we'll go from left to right now. Sarah, best memory from working on the series?
Being locked up in a basement in Jersey.
That's the best memory?
Literally behind bars.
That's the best memory. Wow. What do you do to these women? If that's the best memory, Rob.
Whatever the script calls for.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Tara? What's your best memory?
It has to be the beach episode, of course. I know that's cliche, but it was great.
And why is that?
Normally, when you're waiting for your turn to go, which is a lot of waiting around, you know, during on set. I didn't realize that until I did this. But normally, you can be in bad weather conditions or whatnot, and it's just a lot of, I don't know. Anyways, we got to lay out on the beach and get tan. You're over there, you know?
All right.
Chilling.
Ella, best...
soaking up the sun.
Best memory from the experience with making the films?
The best memory... I mean, I've only filmed one episode because I'm only in season... We just began season two, but probably the most interesting memory is sitting... during filming with a bandage around my head because at the beginning of season 2 I've come out of plastic surgery.
Oh, that was you on the Facebook page. It was,
yes.
With the bandage.
Yes.
Alright.
So.
Now, I know you had on the rooftop in the snowstorm you were fighting, right?
Oh my gosh.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So I lost 2 toes, but it's all good, you guys. It's all good. I can still walk.
I sculpted them, so I got you covered.
Oh, thank you.
You're good.
Awesome.
What color would you like?
Blue, please. That was just one of the coldest days of my life, it seemed, and we were on this rooftop, and it was full of snow, and I was wearing my kimono, but I basically don't have pants, so I have nothing to cover me below my waist, and we could not, I mean, it was really dangerous to go back to the holding area and then go back to the roof, so we just stayed on the roof the entire time, and I really just saw all of my life pass before me while filming this, and it was definitely very cold.
And yet you still come back for more?
Yeah, because I kind of collect insurance from this guy.
It could be worse. It could be worse.
Take.
It could be on the Spider-Man cast on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But also the interesting thing is, a lot of times when you work on projects, when you work on something this personal to someone, it's a great bonding experience when you have something that's just so challenging and such a great obstacle that you get closer to your cast members. And I feel like when you work on a bigger production, you don't get the value you get from something like this. So it actually, I took something very positive from it. And right. Also, I lost my toes. So.
But a lot of, like you just said, with a closed cast, there's a lot of camaraderie.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I think it's fair to say a lot of friendships have, you know,
yeah,
were created because of the show, and they've been pretty lasting as long as we've been doing this.
Yeah.
So when do you see season 3 going to be working its way out?
Hopefully on a cable TV channel. That would be the plan, the next step, hopefully, if anyone's
like
listening. You know, I'll take Spike TV, ABC Family, whoever really.
Whatever.
I'm not really picky.
No one will accuse you of selling out. I'll just take whatever.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, tell my stories on whatever.
Now, I remember last time you were here, you also mentioned you had other stuff in the works. Slaughterhouse 4?
Slaughterhouse.
Oh, just,
yep,
just Slaughterhouse.
Kind of put on the back burner because now with the distribution deal, they want season 2 sooner than later. So that's like taking a priority. And then I have a documentary that I'm working on that I can't really go into too many details, but it's with the same distributor more than likely, and that's going to be kind of exciting because that's another near and dear to my heart project, but it's about music, so that's about all I can say about it right now.
So as an independent filmmaker, do you find it different now that you have like a deadline looming over you than when you had kind of a more of a free reign to get whenever you wanted stuff done?
Yeah, season 1 was all self-imposed deadlines, and I stuck to them pretty well. The beginning of season 2, I wasn't as hardcore as I was before, but now with the distributor and they want the due date, you know, I like that better. I like the pressure of it, and it works better for independent filmmaking because it makes you move faster and think faster on your little micro budget.
All right. What about the rest of you ladies? What other projects are you guys involved with? I remember you were going to do a horror movie, right, Tara?
Oh yeah, I just finished a short horror film called The What. It's at glamsmash.com right now. Can you see? It was a lot of fun. I got dragged by a tentacle down the hallway, and I've been doing the hearts, and that's what I've been. That's
so
what I've been up
you
to.
You got dragged down by tentacles.
Yeah.
The best time was being chained up in the basement.
Yeah, I'm pretty hardcore. Well, the special effects guy on the film was my boyfriend, so he put me in like a harness and everything, and they like dragged me. Had this tentacle wrap around me and drag me down the hall. Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Again, they need him on Spider-Man because those are the special effects
right.
guys. Dropped the actors.
No one got hurt on this set.
No, so. Nobody's fallen. Oh,
concussion.
Wait, what about injuries? Do you girls have any injuries besides losing your toes? Tara, do you have any injuries you can report?
No injuries yet.
Not yet.
We've been lucky. We haven't really had any injuries on set. Knock on wood. I do ask them to do some dangerous stuff, but nothing that they're not comfortable with, and we do try to put some safety precautions in, like inflated beds that aren't,
that aren't inflated.
Yeah.
But our extras, on the other hand.
The extras have gotten injured?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hurt somebody with a frying pan or a pot?
I've hurt someone with a frying pan, hurt someone with spaghetti.
How do you hurt somebody with spaghetti?
Oh, when you get like 2 pounds of spaghetti thrown on your face.
Yeah. Was it boiling spaghetti?
A word of advice, you don't need to have boiling real spaghetti for your shot. They're, you know, the suspension of disbelief doesn't call for that. There's realism and there's going too far. Maybe we went a little too far.
But
he's recovering, though.
He's recovering, and then he went back for more, and we threw him in a pool, and he hit his head on the side of the pool and was bleeding and was super happy about it. So, what a trooper.
Okay. If they can stand back up, it's all right.
So, have you girls fought each other in the series yet? Biting, hair pulling, throwing stuff on the floor? I remember in the last episode of season 1, you had all the characters together. Do you guys doing that again with like 2 or 3 together, or are you just having each one have their own episode?
For season 2, I'm trying to have like 1 or 2 episodes focus on just a handful of the characters because it gets a little too much when they're all, you know, on screen at the same time. And I like to save that as like a more big event, you know, at the end of a season or, you know, when it calls for as far as a fight scene.
All right. And Tara, you said you were a friend of Rob, so you probably knew this was happening before you joined the cast, right? Yeah. So you have a unique you have a unique view on this whole thing. And what is that unique view on this whole thing?
Oh, Rob's a genius, by the way. Yeah. Well, Rob, the reason we are friends, actually, is because he started out as my music producer, so he's multi-talented, for one thing. But I didn't hear too much about it. When he has an idea, he keeps that to himself until he gets it in the works. So I didn't really hear much about Vixens before, but I knew he had the idea, but that's about it.
And when I was ready to go, I was like, do you want to be a superhero?
Yeah.
And most people answer, absolutely.
Nice, nice segue.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, now put on this bikini.
Right. Yeah. Now we have to go shopping for your costume.
Can I stop being Bob Gucci now?
You actually do a whole bunch of other projects, right? What else are you involved in right now?
So my newest project I'm really excited about. I've been a dating coach for men for the last 3 years. And I just,
What's your success rate?
100%. But I have to say, 100% on what guys want. So it's not what a guy wants, may not necessarily be what's best for him, but I will help him accomplish whatever it is that he wants.
Wait, let's go back and explain that a little bit more.
Okay. Well, so a client could come to me and say, listen, my best friend's ex-girlfriend is really hot and I want to get with her. Not the best idea. I would never advise someone to go for sloppy seconds. But if that's what my client wants, I will help him get there. And then he'll realize that it's a really bad idea.
All right.
You asked.
So, thank you. So, 2 months ago, I launched a blog called Singlefied. So, it's single, F-I-E-D. And it's a blog it's a daily blog for single men. And it's tips on dating from a female's perspective, and it's been going really well.
And what do you just use your own experiences, or do you get other women around you to help you out with that?
I feel like I've been observing dating behavior since I was like 2. I really, really remember everything that's been around me. So it's a compilation of all the stories I remember, my girlfriend's stories, but also what my clients have gone through. And they've been really interesting in New York City. A lot of it's very unique to New York City, but we can all take away a little something from each story.
Wow, you seem to have such an amazing amount of talent behind all the people you get. Was that a logical choice? Like, were you running on the resumes? Did you know all the stuff beforehand, or was it like you started learning things as you talk to the girls more and more?
A little bit of both. You definitely pay attention to the resumes because there's always like a hidden gem of a talent that you want to use. Like somebody can speak, in a British accent, a Russian accent, an English accent better than I speak English myself. Or they can sing, dance, or maybe help me find my third wife.
Your future third wife.
Yes. So, and then, you learn as you work together more and more, you learn, everybody's different skill sets, and you try to utilize them because that adds a little bit more to the production value.
Going from left to right, we'll start with Sarah. What do you guys think of the role of female characters now as opposed to how they were back in the old days?
I don't really think things have changed a hell of a lot. I think people like to say they've changed a hell of a lot, and then they, you're still going to see her in a bikini with all, the crappy lines. And talking about this.
We know who dies in season 2, huh?
I'm talking about mainstream. mainstream here. The mainstream. That tends to be the case. I don't really think overall it's changed a lot. Personally, I think in the mainstream, it will always have that image.
All right, Rob, what do you think?
I kind of agree. I mean, even just talking about Wonder Woman before, we're all upset that she has pants. I like my Wonder Woman pantsless.
This guy,
they made that mistake recently in the comic books, and now they're making this mistake with the movie. I think you see more female lead roles and maybe more shows centered around that, but, I don't think other than that, it's changed all that much. I mean, I like to think that Vixens is a little different, because we don't have any nudity, cursing, or blood. They're beautiful, but they're always intelligent. And if you watch, pay attention in the series, men never get the upper hand on any of them.
Ella, what about you? What are your thoughts?
I kind of agree again, although I should probably say something different, shouldn't I? But, I think I like Vixens, again, because of what Rob said, you know, strong, intelligent, leading women who look good. That's a bonus. But I don't know. I think there's a lot more leading roles out there for women that are different characters, you know. So I think it's getting better, definitely.
Well, Ella, what was a female role model you used to look up to while you were watching TV when you were a young person, younger?
I go back to my roots, I suppose. All the leading ladies from England, Judi Dench, you know, Emma Thompson, these are all amazing leading women who just, you know, portray amazing characters, and you can learn a lot from them.
And what about you, Tara? What about you?
Yeah, I have to agree as well. I don't think that much has changed either. I really don't have much to say, but I'm sorry.
That's terrible. Yeah. You're supposed to say, yeah, women's roles is, you know, more empowerment,
female
power.
Well, they're more empowering, but I think that even in the olden days that it might have been more subtle, but they still were empowered, you know, if you think of it in that light.
Okay. UA?
I actually did a blog post about this. I feel like women roles today are forwards and backwards, mm-hmm. meaning we kind of overcompensate for what we lacked before. So now women are not depicted as empowered, but we're depicted as mean and bitchy because we're trying to find some kind of equality with powerful men. But at the end of these movies, you see, I can name a handful of Jennifer Aniston movies where she's, you know, high-powered professional, super intelligent, super, you know, great. And then at the end of the movie, she's reverted back to what a female role should be in society. So we're very forwards and backwards.
What do you girls feel about when you have a role that is you feel you see women on TV portrayed as intelligent, and all of a sudden you see someone that's dumber than a sewer cap come along, like let's see, Paris Hilton, and what? How do you feel about that? That has to make you angry.
In 2 minutes or less.
It makes me angry.
Makes her angry.
But that's real life, right? There's women that are walking around every day that are empowered, and there's women that maybe
absolutely
aren't.
I gotta get a.
And heart. They're empowered in their own way. They're empowered by their dumbness, but attractiveness
right.
as well.
Yeah.
Well, she's empowered by her money, really. I mean, she doesn't really have anything going on for her other than the Hilton name.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's always people like that. Wants to be. You know, you can get upset all you want. It's not going to change anything.
So if less than 2 minutes to go, Rob, you want to promote anything else, this is your time.
Vixens of Virtue, vixensofvice.com. Watch for some trailers for season 2 coming up. We also have a role-playing game coming up this year, and you'll be able to buy all of our stuff on musicvideodistributions.com and Barnes & Noble, Netflix, Amazon, and a few others.
Sarah, you want to do a quick mention and a final thought?
Sure. An Optimistic Cynic at Etsy.com. OptimisticCynicBlog.blogspot.com. Look for the organs.
Ella, you have anything to promote?
Everyone out there listening, please keep an eye out for the documentary called The Global Village Project, narrated by Matthew Lillard, set in Atlanta. Amazing project coming out soon.
Tara?
Yeah, my website for my music. It's myspace.com/TaraLeeNYC. So go check out the tunes.
And UA?
All right, check out my dating blog, singlefied.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, singlefied.yue.
And I want to give a special shout out to Hassan, who was actually in the room but did not have a mic or a place to sit. So he was there, so Hassan has a final thought that says that this is not his final thought. Herman, you want a quick final thought? Quickly, Herman, quickly.
I figured it out. Star Wars is a remake of The Godfather.
Once again, a wonderful Herman segue that's more of a non-segue. Charlie, final thought?
Yes, I just want to thank Rob and the girls for making the trip on this horrendous night and all that good stuff. I really appreciate it.
And that does it for us on this week on It Came From The Radio. If you miss any portion of the show, you can go online to www.itcamefromtheradio.com. Listen to our archives, which will be up in a week. If you can't wait that long, you can always go to such places as Podcast Planet or on iTunes, and you can catch us there. And I guess that'll be it. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to It Came From The Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.